All this week, we're hearing from communities across Illinois about some of the effects of gun violence and potential solutions to the growing and chronic problem. In one central Illinois community, two women affected by violence are working to reclaim their neighborhood in very different ways. For Illinois Newsroom, Cass Harrington reports from Peoria.
It's Sunday afternoon. For the Irby family, that means crowding together in this kitchen for supper. Aunts, uncles, and nine grandchildren. Abigail Irby, considered the matriarch of this close-knit family, moved to her home on Peoria's south side about 20 years ago, but it wasn't her idea. She lived in another part of town until a friend offered her a deal on a property.
And she said that I was a very well home keeper. I kept my home up. Well, she felt that if I go to the south end of town and live in the neighborhood, I can also help build.
So Irby packed up her three kids and moved to what she calls the deep south side, despite growing concerns about gang violence in the area.
Which my kids was not pleased with me moving up down on the south side of Peoria because, you know, kids being kids, they're looking at it in a different perspective than I was. But I told my children that we were being used to be an example for the people around us and to show them a better way of living.
The neighborhood is considered one of the poorest zip codes in the country, with 90% of its residents living in poverty. It's emblematic of the socioeconomic and racial disparities seen in Peoria and communities like it. Over the last 50 years, the population on the south side dropped by more than half. Rita Ali is one example. Around the same time Abigail Irby moved her family in, Ali was moving out, reluctantly, she adds.
I decided to move because of the level of burglaries that was taking place, increases in crime. My neighborhood was starting to change.
Ali, who grew up in the 60s and 70s, remembers a South Side that was safer, more connected. There were grocery stores, an ice skating rink, and things to do on the weekends. She says all of that is gone. Ali says she noticed things started to shift around the late 90s. She was outside playing with her granddaughter.
And a car went down the street, and it was just random shots that fired out. And I thought, I love my neighborhood, I love the South Side, but I'm gonna move.
That moment wedged her out of the community where she grew up, went to high school, and got her first summer job. Now she lives almost as far north as you can drive and still be in Peoria. For Abigail Irby and her family, every moment is a reminder of the consequences of gun violence. In 2013, Abigail's son, James Anthony Irby, was shot and killed during an apparent home invasion in another part of town. He was 29 and at home with his girlfriend, also killed, along with their unborn child. Police never identified a suspect. 5 years later, his death still devastates the family. But Abigail is determined to live out her mission in the neighborhood. She volunteers at a community center for kids after school, and even though she sometimes hears gunshots at night, she's determined to stay on the South Side, as she says, where God put me. Rita Ali may not live in the South Side anymore, but she still has family there, and she's a strong advocate for her old neighborhood.
Despite all the negative, there's still that determination to make things better. There's still that determination to say, this is my community, and we all have to reclaim it.
Ali says what the area needs most is investment, in particular, more housing and commercial properties. That's why she and other city leaders are spearheading an effort to get former residents, she calls them Southside alumni, to invest in vacant lots for development. It's one story, just a snapshot of what the latest research tells us about families living in communities affected by violence. Dr. Deborah Gorman-Smith with the School of Social Administration at the University of Chicago says parents often face greater challenges with far less community support.
The large majority of parents and families are doing the exact same things that I do with my kids. And we're expecting the most from families in contexts where they're the least resourced to be able to do that.
Gorman-Smith says one program that's proven to help reduce violence is grouping families together into support networks like a village. One example, the Safe Children program in Chicago found that by the time first graders entered high school, they were 50% more likely to be on track for graduation and half as likely to have had a violent incident in school. That kind of community building is what Abigail Irby and Rita Ali are working toward on the south side of Peoria. But research shows broader, meaningful change requires a coordinated, comprehensive effort from the whole community. Or as Ali, the south side alum, says,
we can't just leave the people there alone to solve the problems that are taking place there. We have to embrace the South Side.
I'm Cass Harrington.